this country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon and DJ Barker. And again, you can reach us if you've got questions, 770-429-9166. That's 770-429-9166. So you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's D-R-G-E-N-E at H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. And as Troy mentioned before, we have started something new with a question hotline. So if you want to, rather than send an email, you just want to call up and leave a question, we will answer it on the air. 1-855-429-9166. So DJ, you want to take it?
Yeah. So we got a question basically stating that, you know, we've got this young couple, Ann and Peter. Their father is a financial planner, and he is one of these individuals that would like to see everyone debt-free, including your mortgage. So the question comes up to play that should they pay off the mortgage early is, you know, the biggest question. So, it's what we see a lot of, you know, from the day-to-day from some of our clients and even our the clients' children, they ask us all the time, you know, do we consider a home an investment or is it a lifestyle? Right? Yeah. That is the way we view it at Hensler.
Right.
You know, why at a young age, they don't have any children, they have student loans, they have a little bit of debt. Yeah, they're saving to some 401k, but at a young age, why would you pay off, the mortgage when you have other debts and you don't necessarily have an emergency reserve set aside?
Right.
So
what's the interest rate, do they say?
It does not have the interest rate, I don't believe.
Well, we can just use
3.6%. So what's the S&P done over the last? What's the average?
The average is 10.5%. Yeah, about 10.4%. Last year it was up almost 12.
Well, so 3.6% before tax, because you're going to get a tax deduction for the
government gives
mortgage
you a break.
Interest, right? Yep. So let's call that probably in their tax bracket. I don't know. Let's call it 2.5%.
Yeah, it's going to be below 3 probably, for sure.
So. Yeah, I think you can beat 2.5% over 30 years.
So this is kind of the game the banks play, right?
Yeah.
Banks borrow cheap and lend long
at
a higher rate. So you've got your money working at 10.5%, and you've borrowed for your house at 3.6.
Right.
The equation tells me that it's much better to have your money invested than to take it out of the market and dump it in. Now, there is volatility.
Sure.
But if you've got a long time horizon, why do you care? I mean,
how many millennials do we see that stay in a home, one location for 30 years?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Right.
The other side of the coin is very simply, let's just say it's a $200,000 house. I'm making up a number.
Sure.
And they take 200 grand and they pay down the house. So now they don't have 200 grand.
Right.
So to your point, they don't have emergency reserves, whatever. But now they want to buy a new house.
Right.
Okay. So I can tell you in today's market, it's very difficult to buy a new house with contingencies.
Yes.
So where are you going to get the down payment for the new house, or how are you going to pay for the new house until you sell the old house? So the house doesn't care whether you have a mortgage on it or not.
Right.
The house doesn't know. Lights still turn on. Lights turn off. Absolutely, teetotally, do not care.
Mm-hmm.
So – you know, if you're acting prudently within your own household, i.e. it's your company and you're the CFO, well, you got to decide what to do with that money. Do I pay it down on the house or do I want to keep it liquid so I might be able to do something else with it, not only to make more money but to have more flexibility? Because the minute the money is in the house, try to get it out. Got to go get another loan, right?
Right.
Right.
You know, it's like saying I own gold. That's great. Now go to the grocery store and buy something with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to convert it to cash. And you know, I know I hear Dave Ramsey and some of these other guys that are always pay down the mortgage. And I understand the logic because they'll do the math on the interest rate calculation.
Right.
But they never do the math on, well, if you took the extra payment and you invested it somewhere else, which way would you be better off? It's because they don't believe people are disciplined enough. Well, see, the listeners of our show are a little smarter. And they understand that the idea is to make money, not just reduce debts.
Exactly.
You know, so I would want to get rid of my student loans because I guarantee you the interest rate's higher than 2.5% after tax.
Sure,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you got to sit down and sort of plan this out. And I'm guessing I know why they sent us the question after their financial planner, the dad, said,
hey, just pay it off.
Right.
Yeah. Now look, you miss a lot in opportunity costs. Just
absolutely. Look,
it.
If Dad wants to pay it off for you, that's a whole other deal, man. No take the kidding. Money and run. So,
right. And if he gives you more than the allowable limit, he's going to pay the tax too, right?
Yeah. That's right. All right, we're stopping here for a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.